This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This and a good friend of the program, Eric Hipple, former Detroit Lions quarterback, joining us here at the table on Radio Row. How you been, man? Good to see you again. Love talking to you as always.
You too. Thank you, Bill. I've been busy. Been good. We've been building things and trying to do more outreach and catch up, and been pretty active in that area, which has been great.
Every year we talk about this game, the enormity of it. Opening night has now become a show unto itself, and, you know, did you ever imagine when you were playing that the NFL would ever get this big?
No.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, the impact it has today and the money that's involved today is just amazing. It's really hard to comprehend. And the change that it made from like the 90s to where we are here, I know it's like 30 years, but you know what? In that short period of time, it has consumed, and as massive as it is, if you think about the guys that were playing back then, I was the highest paid guy for the Detroit Lions in 1988, right?
Right.
That is below minimum today. And I was the highest paid player on our team. And that's below minimum today.
That's almost unfathomable. You know?
That was a quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah.
You ever just think that you were born in the wrong era?
Yeah, well, you know.
Let me ask you this, though.
There's two parts of that. Well, one is, hey, yeah, because it would be great but these guys are athletes today, man.
I was going to ask you that. Because the game has changed.
Yeah.
The position has changed. The demands have changed. How do you, I mean, just looking at yourself, how do you look at the way the quarterbacking position is played today?
They're athletes, but here's the big change. And so it also gets into longevity of some of the quarterbacks that we have today. The rules being that you can't hit a quarterback, really, right?
Right.
The rules being that if I'm under pressure, I can step out of the pocket and throw the ball away so I don't get hit. Right, so that means that just took a lot of heat off me. That means I don't have to throw the ball downfield and try and force it into them because I'm going to take a sack. I don't want to take a sack. I'll force the ball down because it has to be around the wide receiver.
Right.
You can't throw it away. That in itself is a lot of duress, you know, on a quarterback that goes away. Right.
Yeah.
But in the same token, these guys throw the ball almost all the time, and so there's more pressure on them to be good, you know, and complete passes and to move the team, as opposed to where the run game had such a strong hold, you know, part of the game back then. So so I just think the athletes that are out there today, the defensive backs, the wide receivers, you know, from every position, the speed is incredible. But it's a year-round, full-time, you know, all-in job, as opposed to being in season and off-season like it used to be.
When you were talking about the quarterback position and the way it's played today, and to be able to you know, you got to take hits. You guys didn't get much protection. I mean, there's a lot of, obviously, we're going to get into, you know, the impact after life after football, but it's the game. Do you believe the game has become, there was so much of a panic with CTE when everything was discovered. Do you think the game, because of awareness, has become so unbelievably safe at this point? Now it's something you can look to rather than turn away from, the way many people began to fear once the CTE thing was brought about?
I do. For one reason, the way the tackle, the way you're not involving your head as much, and when you do, they're heavily penalized, and so people are learning how not to tackle with it. And that took several years to do, because don't forget, you know, youth who are learning how to use their head to tackle, it had to be phased out over time. You just didn't snap your fingers one day, and the NFL says, okay, nobody can tackle that way anymore.
Right.
So that generationally, so I think it's safer there. They're not hitting, you know, during practice. I do think it's much safer. The way I look at it is, you know, CTE is a thing, but it's also dependent upon the guys that were playing earlier, and all those hits they had is what's showing up. It's not the young guys today. They're smart. Some of them are smart where they say, I don't want to have this risk, and so I'll leave the game, which is kind of interesting, but only because they have enough money and salary-wise to be able to do that. It's not like I have to play because I need a job.
Yeah.
And so that aspect of it, but I do think it's much safer. And I think for youth as well, the fact that, you know, there's a big push, I think, of flag football until high school, you know, at that level, I think that will happen as well.
Yeah, I, I kind of get the sense that there's a lot of, and they're really pushing those leagues, by the way. I mean, that's the other aspect of this is by the way, we're sitting here talking with Eric Hipple, the former Detroit Lions quarterback. But I think that's the other thing is the Play 60 and many of the different movements from the NFL, the initiatives they're taking in many communities when they really started to lose. I mean, you saw Pee Wee football. I mean, leagues were folding because nobody was coming out anymore. I think they're getting back to that where they're really pushing the flag football and the fundamentals at that point.
Well, and the expense you had to have, you know, to have a neurologist available, you know, to go get him, get somebody checked out to return to play and all that stuff. All that was all part of it. So I do. I think it's much safer, and I think it'll continue to grow and be the game that it is. I don't think it's – people say, oh, it's going away. I don't think it's going away.
Do you watch – and obviously you're a football fan for what it is you did for so many years. When you watch today, is – who really fascinates you as a quarterback? Who do you appreciate as a quarterback in today's day and age?
I will say this.
That's the same sigh I would get if I would say, when is Detroit going to win again?
Well, yeah, but you'll have a completely different answer. This one is, I don't know.
Yes.
This one is, I just had to take a second to think about it.
Well, yeah, both of them are deer in the headlights, but you're right.
You know, I still look at guys like Aaron Rodgers. Okay, to me, it was just, you know, it was one of those guys, he's tough. He's got such a cannon arm, throw it, commands, you know. There's a lot of people who say Brady. Brady, I get it. He's got every, you know, stat. He's got everything, all the Super Bowls. You know what, though? He's got a great team and system around him. He's never had to change. You take some of these guys who have to change, you know, systems and everything that goes along. I think by far, in my mind right now, Mahomes has got to be the best talent at quarterback in many different ways. The fact that he can move, the fact that he's tough, the fact that his arm strength is so strong, he can force things in, but he also doesn't have to be completely set up and standing in a, and still in a pocket to throw the ball and use his strength. He can throw sidearm. And so I think that person in itself, in my mind, is probably the top guy right now that I would look at.
There's talk about Brady going to another team. He can go. Do you think his success would be immediate if he ended up going to another team at this late in his career?
This is going to be a little controversial for some people, but I believe if he goes to another team, it would be one of the foolish mistakes in his life. Mm-hmm. He is the Patriots. That's him, right? His legend, right. Who he is. If he goes to another team and they don't have the protection and the scheme's a little bit different, and doesn't have the... Yes, he knows every defense. He's got the experience. You cannot give him a defense he can't see. But can the offense perform the way that's performed for him?
Right.
He's vulnerable when he's in a pocket if they got pressure on him. You know, he can't really scramble now. He can't move that well. And in fact, you know, if his throwing doesn't have a chance to have the time to get the ball off, then that even suffers some. And so I think for him to go to another team and have just a possibility of floundering, it detracts from his legend because all of a sudden, well, the Patriots were just a good team. He just happened to be there for a good team,
right,
as opposed to he is the best quarterback that ever existed.
I wanted to ask you before we get you out of here, you're doing a lot of impact stuff as well, correct?
Yeah. After the impact, in fact, we've actually increased in what we're doing. We're down in Tampa, so we moved it down to headquartered down in I assume not Tampa, Nashville.
I was going to say, do you even know where you're at anymore? We got to get you checked out, dude.
You know, I when I get down here in Southern Florida, there's no lie. I have a tendency to put myself back into Tampa because we used to come down here for mini camps.
Right.
So for the wintertime up there, we'd come down for mini camps and have such a great time for like 3 or 4 days, right? So it's like a lot of great memories.
But can't imagine what next year's going to be like when we're in Tampa.
Yeah. So Nashville. So we moved down to Nashville, which is fantastic. Partnered up a little bit with Journey Pure for some of the things. And Randy joined up down there as well for doing some of the addiction issues. But they also do mental health. And we put together, it's called the Intensive Wellness Program, about 5 days, 14 hours a day. But it's really for somebody who's going through high-end, somebody who's going through transition, that, you know, like before the impact happens, you know, let's talk to them now and, you know, get their identity back. We've even brought in Matt Davis, who is the former president for Dow Chemical North America and senior vice president for global affairs. I mean, this guy is, you talk about apex, this guy's way up there. And through his retirement, he took his golden parachute. I wish we all had one of those.
Right.
But yet, he went through his own issues. And so he comes out and says, oh, man, I wore a uniform, business suit for 32 years, you know, and all of a sudden I'm out. And he had went through that loss. He went through that depression. And so he kind of joined up with us and said, I would like to bring some of this to the corporate world, or at least have the corporate world support your efforts and what we're doing for veterans as well. And I thought that was great. So we've got the traveling speakers bureau that we put together. So we got a Navy SEAL, myself, and Matt Davis.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it, man. Always love it when you support the military that way. And we were both born in the wrong era, I guess. You know, I would have been tremendous in the 50s. You'd have been tremendous now. So who knows? Our paths still might have crossed at that point. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for coming by.
Man, I appreciate you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank
buddy.
You.
There you
okay.
go. Eric Kippel, former Detroit Lions quarterback, joining us here at the table on Radio Row.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.